Yeah. So, Saligas, the Torah in Hilchos Shabbos in Shin Yud Ches brings a machlekes between Avelezim Mitz, the Reim, also known as the Yireim, because it's Sefer Sefer Yireim, and the Rav Yah. The Yireim is Mechadish. And even though we have a rule in Hilchos Shabbos, the Eim Bishul, Achar Bishul, Gemara says that once something is cooked, so there's no, once something has been fully cooked, there's no Issa Deraisa. There are a bunch of different issues, but I'll say on a Deraisa level. There's no Issa Deraisa to cook it a second time. Because Eim Bishul, Achar Bishul, once it's cooked, it's cooked. If you put it on the fire, you can have other Yisurim, Chazara, Shi'il, you can have Darabonim Dik Yisurim. But as far as this Bishul is concerned, there's no Isser in cooking something once it's already been cooked. That's a Gemara. But the Yireim is Mechadish, that even though there's no Bishul Achar Bishul, but there is Bishul Achar Afiyah and there is Bishul Achar Tzli. And the source of the Yireim, the source of this Yireim, meaning there is Bishul Achar, there is Bishul Achar Afiyah, that means even if something was fully baked, it's still also to cook it. So you're not allowed to take, let's say, a piece of bread and put it into a klivishin, because even though it's already baked, but now you're cooking it, and there's an issur of Bishul Achar, there's an issur of Bishul Achar Afiyah, and likewise there's an issur of Bishul Achar Achatzli. And the mukkah for the Yireim is the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara discusses if you have a Korban Pesach that was Tzli, and then you cooked it, so does it become now mavushal, and you're over the Isra of, if you eat it, you're over the Isra of Boshal mavushal b'may. So the Gemara brings a price that you are, that it's Boshal mavushal b'may, and there's an Isra taka, you're over the Isra of Boshal mavushal b'may. So the Gemara wants to say this, tell you machlekes a meir b'yasi. According to a meir, that you yotzi with a matzah that was cooked, so that means that cooking after baking doesn't have any effect. So cooking after sli also doesn't have any effect. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the price is going like Rabbi Yossi, that you're not Yossi with the matzah that was cooked. You see that the cooking after the baking has an effect. Now it's considered that it has an effect. So if it has an effect, so the cooking after sli also, Gemara seems to equate afia and sli. And just like cooking has an effect after afia, it has an effect after sli. And therefore it becomes mevushal and you're over the Yisra boshal, mevushal b'mayim. And since halach is like Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara says, no, maybe even Ramei would agree, because there's a ribui by of Boshul Mavushul B'mayim, but that's not our concern. But I could put him, the halacha is like a Yaisi, that you're not Yaisi with the cooked matzah. And therefore the Gemara says, if you're not Yaisi with the cooked matzah, if you cook the Korban Pesach after it was roasted, it becomes Mavushul, says the Yireim. So you see that according to Rabbi Yaisi, the halacha is like a Yaisi, there is Sli after, there is Bishul Achar Sli, and there's Bishul Achar Afiyah. So the Yireim extends that Hilchos Shabbos, that there's Bishul Achar Sli and there's Bishul Achar Afiyah. The Rav Yah, he says, he brings that the Rav Yah is Chaylik. The Rav Yah says that the Gemara Pesachim that understands the Machlekes and the Meir and B'Yosi to be Machlekes about whether there's Bishul after Afiyah or Bishul Achar Sli, that's like the Havmin in Agamara, in Agamara and Brachas, that the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is that Rabbi Yossi holds that shlokas is mevatel tzura sapri, shlokas becomes shakal niyavidvari, and likewise shlokas is mevatel the shem lechem of the matzah. But the Gemara says the maskana that it's not true. Shlokas lekuli alma bari pi adama. Shlokas don't affect the tzura of the pri. They don't downgrade the pri, and they should really don't downgrade the matzah either. So why are you not yotzi with the cooked matzah? Says the Gemara, because be'inat matzah v'leka. It's a special svar by matzah. It doesn't taste anymore the way matzah is supposed to taste. But not that be'etzim the bishul is mevatel is mevatel l'shem lechem, and not that it's mevatel apparently the Torah is awfully, and it's really not mevushal. Just doesn't taste matzadik, but it's not mevushal. It's not chalun in Hashem bishul. So says the Rav Yoh, the Gemara Pesachim must be going like the Havmin of Agamar. And then Tosfos Pesachim says that Beferish. Tosfos Pesachim says Beferish, that the whole Sugya Pesachim is going like the Havmin of Agamar. Makes a cheshbon, Ulu L'shitosoi, because the Gemara Pesachim has Ula, and in Agamar, Ula is the one who says the Shlok HaShakon Li'Yibidvari, but it's really a Shabesh, the Gemara says. Anyway, Bekitzer, it's the Shita of the Rav Yoh and Tosfos, is that the Gemara Pesachim is like the Havmin of Agamar, that the Pshat and Rav Yosi is that the bishul is mevatel l'shem lechem. And in the Gemara Pesachim, you see, it means it's mevatel l'shem ofri, now it's mevushul. But the maskon, it's not true. That's not the pshat in Rabbi Yosi at all. Shlokas is bari pri adoma. It's not mevatel l'shem yerek. It's not mevatel l'shem lechem. It's a different problem entirely, that it's that it being tamatzev aleka. And the fila maskon of Agamara, therefore there's no warrant from Agamara that bishul is mevatel afia. That there's bishul achar afia. There's no bishul achar afia. Afia is forever. And sli is forever. It's a special din in matzah, the bina tamatzev aleka. Yes, so it sounds like pshat in the so it sounds like a very good, it sounds like a kasha in the Iraim. So what taka was pshat in the Iraim? And it's very hard to say that the Iraim paskins against our sugi. Paskins like the sugi. If the sugi himself comes out like the maskana of Agamara, so one way it would be attractive maybe to say, easiest thing to say, would just be that the Iraim held that we hold like the Gemara Pesachim. That because of the Gemara Pesachim, we like the Gemara. We go like the Gemara Pesachim is like the Havamin of Gemara. Maybe the Iraim Paskins like the Havamin of Gemara. That the Pshatan of Yosi is not because being in time Matzav Alek. The Pshatan of Yosi is that Shlokas Tak has an effect and it's Mevatel Le'afil. That's very hard to say because then it'll come out that Shlokas is Shakal Le'Avidvari. Our Gemara says that all Amoraim agree that Shlokas Bar Piyadoma. Rav Shmuel, the authoritative Rav Yechanan, the Rabbis of Yechanan, they all say that Shlokas is Bar Piyadoma. That Shlokas is not Mevatel Hashem Yerek. So lechor by the logic of our Gemara, if it's not Mevatel Hashem Yerek, so it's not Mevatel Hashem Lechem either. So why are you not yaitzi with the rokka kashar with the rokka kamavushul? You have to say likely maskan about vagamar being in time massive aleko. So l'chayra, what you have to say in the Uraim is that the Uraim holds that the Gemara Pesachim works even with the maskan of vagamar. How could that be? But the Gemara Pesachim says time of Rav Yosi is because Bishul is Mevatel Le'afil. It's no longer Ofri, now it's Mevushul. It's no longer Sli, now it's Boshul Mevushul B'mayim. Agamar said Pshat and Rav Yosi is Be'inu Tamat Sevaleko. So heard the two things don't stim. How can the Gemara Pesachim, which is a time of the Rav Yosi and Taisus, Taisus Pesachim, Agamar doesn't stim with the Gemara Pesachim, and Maskan of Agamar doesn't stim with the Gemara Pesachim. So I think the Uraim would learn, the Uraim is going to have to learn, that the Gemara's svar that Be'inan Tam Matzav Aleka also means that the Bishul is Mevatel Le'afil. The difference between the Havamina and the Maskana is why the Bishul is Mevatel Le'afil. Gemara's Havamina was that Bishul is Mevatel Le'afil because Bishul is Mevatel L'tzur Sadover. The way it's Mevatel L'tzur of a Yerek, that if you Mevashel it, it's no longer a pri. Because it's rashes and it's afkim and milsei. Bishul is destructive. It's mevatel tzur sadavar. So the Gemara's having was bishul is mevatel tzur of the lechem. The Gemara's maskan is that's not true. You cook a vegetable, it's still a vegetable. Bishul is not mevatel being a vegetable. But bishul is mevatel afia. Because afia has a certain taste. It tastes baked, and now it doesn't taste baked. It tastes cooked. So if that's the Gemara's be'inan tamatzev aleka, it means we're still going. The pshat in Rabbi Yosi is that bishul is mevatel afia, but whereas in the Havamina we thought the bishul is mevatel afia because bishul is a universal solvent that it's mevatel everything. It's even mevatel a carrot's being a carrot, and if you cook a carrot, it's not a carrot anymore. So the Gemara's chayshev no, that's not true. You cook a carrot, it's still a carrot. But you cook a bread, then it's not a. If you cook a matzah, then it's not a matzah anymore because a matzah has to taste baked. And now it tastes cooked. And the definition of being baked is that it tastes baked. And now it tastes cooked. And therefore it's not... And that's what it means. But you know, time outside of Aleko. And the emes, I think there's something attractive about this pshat. Because otherwise it's hard to understand. What does the Gemara even mean by Yinatam Matzav Aleko? It has to taste like matzah and now it's not... And now it doesn't taste like matzah. Who's to say what matzah is supposed to taste like? If Bishul is not... If Bishul doesn't change the bracha and Bishul is not... If Bishul does not change a carrot from being a carrot... It's not mevatel tzur sadover. So, and a cooked matzah is still a matzah. So, what does it even mean to say that a cooked matzah is still a matzah, but it doesn't taste like a matzah? That's why you're not yaitzi. If a cooked matzah is still a matzah, then it tastes like a matzah. Because if a cooked matzah is a matzah, then this is one of the ways that matzah could taste. Like, what is there, some kind of hypothetical tam matzah that it has to have? There's some model up there? There's some platonic taste of matzah that it has to conform to? If it's not a matzah, not a matzah, but if we're saying shlokas bari pi adama b'lohi, that shlokas taka bari pi adama, shlokas not a bitul atzura, so then you're saying it's still a matzah? No, so if it's still a matzah, so what? In what way does it not taste like a matzah? I mean, there's different tastes from matzah. Machine matzah tastes one way, and hand matzah tastes another way, and probably matzahs from different bakeries taste different. So why can't a matzah taste like a cooked matzah, if a cooked matzah is still a matzah? So I think the Urayim learned up in Agamara that what the Gemara means by Bayin and Tamatzah Balekov is that it doesn't taste baked. It tastes cooked. And if it tastes cooked rather than baked, then it is cooked rather than baked. Because being cooked and being baked are different tastes. And cooking is mevatel afia, bishul is mevatel afia, because afia has a certain taste, and now it doesn't taste ofi, it tastes mevushel. And if it's mevushel, because being mevushel is defined by the taste, and being ofi is defined by the taste, so now it tastes mevushel. So if it tastes mevushel, then it is mevushel. And if it's mevushel, then it can't be a matzah, because lechem has to be baked. So it was very good. The Gemara Pesachim could stim exactly with the Gemara over here with the Maskan of Agamara. So it was the Rav Yohu argued in the Urayim said, you can't pass like the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim is still like Hilchasa. The Gemara Pesachim that says that Bishul is Mevatel Tzli and Bishul is Mevatel Afi, according to Rav Yossi, that's like the Havan of Agamara. But the Maskan of Agamara is being in Tamatzah Velek. You see, Bishul is not Mevatel Afi. But there's a specialized din by matzah that has to taste like a matzah. So the Gemara Pesachim, Shalei Kilchso. That's not the Urayim's response would be, that's not the Pshat in Agamar, being in Tamatzeh Velecha. The Pshat in Agamar, being in Tamatzeh Velecha, is that even though in general, Bishul is not a universal solvent, it doesn't make vegetables no longer vegetables. But for things that need to be ofui, because a matzah has to be ofui, because by definition, if it's not ofui, it's not a lechem. So if it doesn't taste ofui anymore, now it tastes mevushel, then it's taken out of lechem. Because to be ofui, you have to taste ofui. Now it tastes mevushel. Says, and that's the pshat in Gemara Pesachim as well. Gemara Pesachim will stim with the maskan of Agamar, and therefore that's the pshat in Gemara Pesachim. And it says in Gemara Pesachim, therefore by Karma Pesach also, it now doesn't taste sli. After you cook it, it doesn't taste sli anymore. Now it tastes mevushel. If it tastes mevushel, then it is mevushel. And you over this, you're bustle mevushel mamayim. So there are, so says the Urayim. So hiluchudin hilchas Shabbos. If you take something that was ofui and you make it mevushel, so now you did something. You made it mevushel rather than ofui. So you're over the issur of bishul and Shabbos.
Goes very well with the story on the bottom where we quote Moror, also we need it for Tam, but there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Cooked vegetable.
I mean, that's a different word. The be'in and tamor v'leko is not to say it'll come out l'fizeh. I'm not sure what you mean. That it'll come out that the be'in and tam. The word later on is as far as the be'in and tamor v'leko. Now that can't mean according to the Urayim, that can't mean what we're saying by matzah, because mor does not have to be ofui or mevushul, or just has to be mor. So there, it has to mean something else. Be'in and tamor v'leko, because there the Torah just gives the tam. The Torah describes the tam. The Torah says that the tam has to be mor. Has to be bitter. And if you cook it, it's not bitter anymore. So that's Bein Tamar V'Lekha. But it's very different than the Gemara about Bein Tamatzah V'Lekha. Yeah, and that'll be good, Kaka. It's Bein Tamatzah V'Lekha is a Machlekes Remeir and Abyesi. And Bein Tamar, the Gemara doesn't say that it's a Machlekes. Could be, it's going like Abyesi. But it could be anyway that they're not totally. Because even if you don't have to have Tamatzah, maybe you have to have Tamar. Like Remeir, maybe he doesn't require Tamatzah, but maybe he still requires Tamar. So anyway,
is this only for within the Rash? It says you need, because within the Rav Tam, it says...
Yeah, we'll talk through it. Meanwhile, it's right. So far, it's easier in the Rash. That bread has to be baked and not cooked. Well, no, maybe we could say even in Rav Tam. Rav Tam anyway asks in our Gemara. Tosfos Pesachim, yes. according to Rabbeinu Tam, that bread does not have to be baked. Bread could be cooked too, as long as it's a blila ova. So what's going on in Agamara? Why does Rabbi say not Yaitzi with the matzah that was cooked? What's wrong with the matzah being cooked? It's always baked first. So what's the difference? If a matzah could be baked, then a matzah could be cooked. So why can't it be baked and cooked? So it's Tamakash in Rabbeinu Tam. How does Rabbeinu Tam understand the Agamara? Let's say Taka Bishul is about to leave you. So what? So now it's cooked. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, a matzah could be cooked too, as long as it's a blila ova. So you could say the Gemara is talking about a blila raka, and a blila raka does have to be baked in order to be bread. But Taisim Sochem answers that it means that if it's cooked, then it's a matzah shira. Matzah does have to be baked and not cooked. Lechem could be cooked, and it's still a bread. But matzah has to be baked, because if a matzah is cooked, then it becomes a matzah shira. Okay, so it doesn't matter. We'll plug it in. But Lamais, it says in the Gemara that, so the Gemara's Havamina was that it's not a lechem. What was the Havamina Gemara? The Gemara's Havamina was, okay, it's hard to understand the Havamina. Gemara's, again, I said that Havamina was that Bishul is Mevatel. Well, let's go one thing at a time. We'll come back to it. We don't have enough yet. Enough yet to work it out. Let's focus on the Rebbe first, then we'll come back to Taisus and the Rebbe. Because again, Taisim Sochem is Beferish like the Rebbe. Taisim Sochem is Beferish, that the Gemara Sochem is like the Havamin of Agamar. So that's the Machlekes Yishayim. What's the relationship between the Agamar and the Gemara Sochem? Taisim Sochem and the Rebbe say that the Gemara Sochem that learns Pshat and Rebbe Yossi that if you cook something baked, it becomes cooked. And by extension, if you cook something solely, it becomes cooked. That's like the havmin of Agamara, that the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is that shlokas is a bitl tzur. Shlokas is afkimim milse. But the maskon of Agamara, that's been a tamatzev aleka, that has nothing to do with whether it's cooked or not cooked. It just doesn't taste matzadik. And the sheet of the Urayim is that the Gemara of Sochem shtims, it dovetails with the maskon of Agamara, that because the maskon of Gemara that says be'inat ha'matzeh v'leka, that's what it means. That it doesn't taste ofi, it tastes mevushel. So you see that you can change the taste from ofi to mevushel and thereby make it that it's not ofi anymore, now it's mevushel. And therefore, according to the Rashi, it's not a lechem, or according to Rebbeinu Tam, it's a matzah shira. So the Gemara Mesachim will stem with the maskon of Gemara. I thought even more. It could be that the Gemara Mesachim, according to the Reyim, not only does it stem also with the maskon of Gemara, but maybe it stems only with the maskon of Agamar. For two reasons. First of all, the psak itself of the Urayim's psak, I'm not so sure about it, but the Urayim's whole psak that on Shabbos, if you have Bishul HaKarfi on Shabbos, you're chayev from Melechez Bishul. Is that true according to the Havamina of Agamar, that Shlokas is Shahakal Niyabidvar? I was wondering about this. Rashi says that what's the havana in shlokas being shak on the yibidvar? So Rashi is a loshen afkim imilsi legreisa. You see in Rashi that the nekudo I've been using the loshen as bitl tzura. That it's mevatel tzura. No, it's no longer a carrot. It's no longer a lechem. It's a bitl of the tzura sadol. So it's not against Rashi. Rashi's loshen is afkim imilsi. It's mitzi it from its status. Meaning it was a yerek, and now it's not a yerek. When you cook a yerek, it's no longer a yerek, it's afkim and milse. But Rashi adds a loshen afkim and milse legreyesu. I think it's in the Rashi that the reason why cooking is mevatel tzur of the yerek is because it degrades it. It degrades it, and therefore it's not a yerek anymore. It's corrosive. Bishul is a corrosive, leman da'omer, the shlokas shako, holds that bishul, it's a tesefis. I just said it's a bitl tzura. But Rashi is meisif. The reason why we look at bishul as a bitl tzura is because it's megareya from the tzura sadom. I had a vegetable. Now I put it in an acid bath. A lot of it's not a vegetable anymore because it was degraded. So you put it in boiling water also, it degrades it from its original tzura. It's afkim milsul degrayas. It's the lashon of Rashi. And the Gemara's havmin was that's pattern of Yosi too. Rabbi Yosi holds shlokas shakal niyavidvari because he's so it's also like an afkim milsul degrayas. So l'fi Rashi, that the pshat in shlokas being shakal is that it's degrading, it downgrades it from being a yerek, it downgrades it from being a lechem. So how are you chayav on Shabbos for that? Shabbos has to be Misaka, not Makalkal. The whole, you see, the Urayim says, if you cook, if you, Emes Akash and Rashi altogether, if every Bishul is Afkim and Milsil Gresa, it's how you ever chayim for Bishul and Shabbos. Stop Makash, never mind the Urayim, stop Rashi. Rashi says, the Pshat and the Mandomer, that Shlok is Shakon the Yavidroi, is because Afkim and Milsil Gresa. But there's a Malach and Torah called Mavashul. And it has to be Misakin, because if not Misakin, then in Shabbos you're not chayim for Kilkul. You're only chayim in Shabbos for things that are Misakin. If every Bishul is Lagreyasa, it's Afkim and Milsil Gresa, so how do you ever have a Malach and Bishul on Shabbos? So I'm not sure. One direction to go is to say that there's a legreisa as far as being a vegetable is concerned. That doesn't mean it doesn't taste good, but it's legreisa that is no longer a carroty, something else. So it's you were megreyed from being a carrot, maybe something else. So it could be a tikkun hilchas Shabbos, or so then I have nothing to say. But it could also be that maybe lamad omer that shlokas is shahakol in echanami. Maybe the chiyuv bishul on Shabbos is only things like karba v'silka, that they're no good when they're not cooked. But things that are good when they're not, when they are, things that are good raw, if you cook it, it's afki musa grace, and maybe takan achayim and shabbos. But then the Urayim, who says that, then the Urayim would have to be like the maskon of Agamar. Right, now that I'm saying it, I think this is a little bit pilpul. But I think more yisaitistic than that. Never mind, this pilpul maybe we'll put on the side. Now that I'm saying it, I see it's too clever. But I think it's a different thing. It could very well be, lefi the Urayim, if I wanted to. It's clear that the Urayim learned the Gemara of Sakkum Shtims with the Maskon of Agamar. But it could also be the Lefi the Urayim, even better. That it's not only that it's Shtim also with the Maskon of Agamar, but it's better Lefi the Maskon of Agamar. Because Lefi the Urayim, what changes from the Havamina to the Maskon? The Havamina of the Gemara was that the reason why when you cook matzah, according to Rav Yossi, you're not Yossi anymore, is because it's an Afke Mimilse. It's a bit Latsura. The thing was, I had a lechem, and now I cook it, it's ois lechem. I had a yerek, and I cook it, it's not a yerek anymore. Maskana Gemara is, no, you cook a yerek, it's still a yerek. But when you go from, when you cook a matzah, it goes from being ofri to being mevushal. That's being a tamatzah of a lechem. It goes from having the tam of ofri to having the tam of a mevushal. So it could very well be that the Gemara, that the fila havamin of our Gemara, if you cook a matzah, it's ois lechem because it added sur's lechem, and now you cooked it, and the cooking is the universal corrosive, and it's not a lechem anymore. But that does not necessarily mean that it has a shem mevushal. Maybe it doesn't have a shem mevushal. It's not sli anymore. It's not ofi anymore. It's not. If you cook the korban pesach, maybe you're not yotzi anymore because it lost its sur of being solid. But does that mean that it's mevushal? Maybe just a. That doesn't necessarily follow. The Gemara Pesachim works better with the Maskana Agamar. That we're not. It's not a universal corrosive. Bishul is not mevatel tzuris in general. Carrots, when you cook them, they may remain carrots. It's a particular svara klapi being ofri that when you cook it, it goes from tasting ofri to tasting mevushal, and that's what's mevatel being ofri. So that's maybe better in the Gemara Pesachim. If you take a Korban Pesach and you cook it, so. You didn't. It's not a bittel tzura. It's not a bittel tzura, but it doesn't taste sli anymore. Now it tastes mevushal. So you're over this. You're boshul mevushal b'mayim. The emes is it's a ha'orah and taisus in the rav. That's what I say. It's a kashish to go on taisus in the rav. Taisus in the rav. You'll learn that the gemara imsochem is like the havmin of argamah. So I don't understand that so much. Just because shlokas becomes shakal niyavidvari, that means shlokas is an afkim imilsa legreis. So you have a carrot, you cook it, it's not a yerek anymore. So the Gemara's medan, like we're having a vagamara, is that that's what's going on in Rabbi Yossi as well. You have a matzah and you cook it. So it's not a matzah anymore, it's not a lechem anymore, it's ois lechem. But who says that it could get a shem mevushal? Maybe to be called mevushal, it has to be mevushal from the beginning. It has to be mevushal meikar. It's a very big leap. There are lots of ways that a matzah could become ice matzah. It doesn't have to be that it was mevushal. a matzah can be ois matzah because it became pogum, because it doesn't taste anymore, it became rancid, so it's not roi lachilo. Lots of ways that a matzah could become not a matzah without necessarily becoming mevushel. So the fact that when you cook a carrot it's not a yerek anymore, it's not because it's there, it is mevushel anyway because it was raw and now you cooked it, so of course it's mevushel. But the fact that that cooking makes a carrot no longer a carrot, no longer a yerek, and cooking makes a matzah no longer a matzah, who says that it's anything to do with it becoming mevushel? Yeah, but the Gemara in Pesachim, then we go backwards. The Gemara in Pesachim brings has a brisa that it's called Mavushal, the Karm Pesach is called Mavushal. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, that's like Rabbi Yossi. Charetz, that's a lot more than Rabbi Yossi ever said. Akhir is not Rameir, but it's like the Rama's negative attributes. It's not Rabbi Yossi, really, it's not Rameir. Because Rameir says that it's still awfully. Okay, so that's not that it's not Rameir, but I don't see that it's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi never said that when you cook a matzah, it becomes a mevushel. He said when you cook a matzah, it's ice matzah. Because cooking, shlokos, is a universal corrosive. You know, it's but who says that it gets a new shem of being mevushel? Maybe to get a shem of mevushel, you have to be mevushel from raw. So, maybe the answer is, you hear the I could easily conceive of a world in which there's no such thing as bishul achar afiyah. Bishul is from raw. Afiyah is from raw. You want to be called baked, you have to be baked from raw. You want to be called cooked, you have to be cooked from raw. If it's baked and then it was cooked, it's not cooked. It's baked. And nonetheless, you're not yotzi with a cooked matzah. Not because it comes cooked. You're not yotzi with a cooked matzah because it's corroded. It's not a matzah anymore. It's like a cooked vegetable. It's not a vegetable. A cooked matzah is not a matzah. The Gemara Pesachim says not the way. The Gemara Pesachim says that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi that a cooked matzah is no good as a matzah, that it means that it gets a new shem of bushel and you're over the lav of bushel mevushel by mayim by the Korban Pesach. If you cook the Korban Pesach after it was stolen, that's a very big jump. So maybe the answer is that Tosis is taka l'shitosam, because Tosis holds Rabbi Natam. I'm talking with fairies like Rabbi Natan. That bread, since it's a blila ova, it doesn't have to be baked. It could just as well be cooked. And therefore, Tosis asks, what's sat in the whole Gemara? What's wrong with being baked and then cooked? If it could be, if baked is a matzah and cooked is a matzah, then baked and cooked should right to be a matzah. So Tosis answers, Rabbi Natan answers. Tosis could have answered maybe that even though a matzah is allowed to be baked and a matzah is allowed to be cooked, but it can't be baked and cooked, because once it was baked and formed as a matzah, now when I cook it, it degrades it, and bishul is a universal degrading. But Tosis doesn't want to answer that, because then I don't understand why am I over the Isser Boshel Mavushel B'mayim. It's more in the Gemara that it's not just that it degrades it, it becomes Mavushel. So you see the Havon is that it becomes Mavushel. Who cares if it became Mavushel? A matzah is allowed to be Mavushel. So the Kitzur, Tosis answers that the problem with being mevushel is that it's a matzah shira. So the kitzur, according to Tosfos, the reason why Rabbi Yossi is not yotzi with a matzah that was cooked is because it's a matzah ashira. That's Tosfos Havon Rabbi Yossi. The reason why Rabbi Yossi is not yotzi is because it's a matzah ashira. So then it's muchuch that the reason that it's not merely that cooking degrades the matzah that it's no longer a matzah. Taisa Von and Rabbi Yossi is that if it gets a Shem Mavushel, because it needs to have a Shem Mavushel to be a Matzah Shira, and that's the Pshat in Rabbi Yossi. So then you take a C in Rabbi Yossi that when you cook something after you baked it, it gets a new Shem Mavushel. So that's Takaraya, so that's a good comparison to Boshel Mavushel B'mayim. Of course, you can ask in the Gemara itself. if the pshat of Yosi is that it gets a new shem of ushul, so what does it have to do with shlokas? By shlokas, we're not interested in whether it has a shem of ushul. We want to know if it has a shem yerek. So I have to say, the pshat in the Gemara is that it was posher to the Gemara that you can only get a new shem of ushul if you're mevatel le'ol tzura. If you're mevatel le'ol tzura, you can get a new tzura. So if you're if cooking can make it no longer a yerek, so cooking can make it like makes it. It reverts to the original Tayyub Avayu. It no longer has the Tzura of Ofri, and now it can get a new Tzura of being Mavushal. But it's Mochach in Rabbi Yossi that it gets a new Tzura of being Mavushal, and that's the comparison the Gemara makes in Pesach. So I think it comes out very well. The Taisus will be Lishitosim. Taisus who lines up in Gemara Pesachim with our Gemara is Lishitosim, that the issue in Rabbi Yossi is not becoming Ois Matzah, it's still a Matzah, but becoming a Matzah Shira, and that's the comparison to the Gemara Pesach. So it got complicated. So let's go over the ground. It got complicated. But let's run it backwards. It'll be easier if you run it backwards. There's a certain tension. Taisin Pesachim and the Rabbiyah say that the Gemara and Pesachim lines up with the Havamid of Agamar. Let's start with that, and let that be our point of departure. That the simplest way to relate the two Gemaras is to say the Gemara and Pesachim is like the Havamid of Agamar. The Pshat of Yosi is that Shlokas is a bitul tzura, and that's what the Gemara and Pesachim is saying, that Shlokas is a bitul tzura. The Maskonas of Agamar is bina tamatzav v'leka. That's a different story. That's the way Taisu and Rabbi understand the Gemara. That the Gemara and Pesachim. The Gemara of Pesachim can't stim with the Maskana of Agamar. Because being a Tamatzah Velek is a special svara by matzah that it has to taste matzadik, and there's some kind of taste of matzah that we all remember from when we were children, and that's what you have to have. And being a Tamatzah Velek, that's nothing to do with the Gemara of Pesachim. The Gemara of Pesachim is like the Havamin of Agamar. That the Pshat of Yosi is that Bishul Be'etzem is Mevatel Lusur is Matzah, and that's the Pshat and that's the Gemara Pesachim also that it's Mevatel it from being that's Pshat in Gemara Pesachim as well. So there's a problem in Svara in that conception. The problem is that just because it says in Agamar that Bishul is Mevatel the Tzur is Hadover, it no longer has the tzur of being a lechem. It no longer has the tzur of being a yerek. It's an afkim imilsi legreyesu, to use Rashi's language. That bishul is a solvent. It breaks it down from being a matzah. It breaks it down from being a yerek. And therefore, it's not a good matzah because a matzah has to be a matzah. And I took a matzah, and now I broke it down. It's not a matzah anymore. Matzah is a certain surah. You do all the things you need to make a matzah. You take kemach and water, and you bake it. And now you have a matzah. And then I took this matzah and I put it into an acid bath of bishul, and it's no longer a matzah. But where does it say? So that's Agamar, and that's fine. But then, where does the Gemara Pesachim go from there and saying that according to Rabbi Yosi, that if you put a matzah into a solvent, into an afkim imilsu legreisa, and it's no longer a matzah, then it therefore follows that according to Rabbi Yosi, gets a new shem of bushel, and therefore if you eat a korban pesach, and that's also in such a case, where it was solely and then mevushel, you're going to be over the lav of bushel mevushel b'mayim. It got a new shem of bushel. Mechateisa. Just because it's no longer a matzah, that doesn't mean it's mevushel. Maybe it's not mevushel, it's just mush. I took a matzah and I put it into a carrot and I put it into a bishul bath and it's not a carrot anymore, it's not a matzah anymore, but it doesn't mean it's mevushel, because maybe mevushel by definition means I took something raw and I was mevashlet. Here it was already cooked, it can't become mevushel afterwards. Here it was already baked, maybe it can't become mevushel after it was already baked. It just becomes mush after it was already baked because it's afkim imilsa legreisa. But the Gemara Pesachim does want to make that leap. But you see from Rabbi Yosi that by the Korban Pesach you're going to be over the Yisur Boshel Mevushel B'mayim. So that's a problem. And how do we deal with that problem? So what I want to suggest is that there's two different ways to deal with that problem, and there's two different ways to deal with that problem. One way of dealing with the problem, which is the Yireim, is to say in Echanami, the Gemara Pesachim is not like the Havamin of the Gemara. If Bishul is a solvent, then I don't see that it becomes. I don't see anything about boshel mevushel b'mayim. The Gemara Pesachim is like the maskana of our Gemara, that bishul is not a solvent. Shlokas is bari pri adama, and it's still a carrot, and it's still a matzah, but why does the Yosi not Yosi? Because anus svara, but inan ta matzah b'leka, which will translate to mean Not that it doesn't taste like matzahs the way we remember them. Who says the matzahs have to have any particular taste? But inatam matzah v'lecha means that if it doesn't taste ofui, now it tastes mevushal, then it's not ofui, it becomes mevushal. Because ofui and mevushal are different flavors. They're not just chemical reaction. They're different flavors. There's a flavor of ofui, and there's a flavor of mevushal. And when you change something from having the flavor of ofui to having the flavor of mevushal, then you change it from being ofui to being mevushal. And a lechem has to be mevushal. A lechem has to be ofui. It can't be mevushal. Because otherwise not lechem, or otherwise it's matzah shira. Take your pick. That's the mahalach of the... That's the tactic of the Urayim. Very nice. But Tosfos and the Rav Yehuda don't hold like the Urayim. They hold that the Gemara of Sokim is like the Havin of our Gemara. So Lefi Tosfos and the Rav Yehuda, it's Takeh Ora. Just because it says in our Gemara, in the Havin of our Gemara, that Bishul is a solvent, but doesn't say in our Gemara that therefore it gets a new Shem of Bishul. So what's going on? The answer is that they learned up in Rav Yehuda Tosfos l'shitosam. The Tosfos, the Rav Yehuda, I don't think talks about it. I tried to do a search. I didn't see the Rav Yehuda talks about the sugya at all. But I have to look some more. But Tosfos Akoponim, Tosfos learns that the pshat in Rav Yehuda, why you're not Yehuda with the cooked matzah, is not because it's a solvent. Not because it's a solvent. Haka, why not? Afkim Yilsul Greyasa. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds, even if it would be afkim milsul greyas, so it's ice matzah, it's back to being flour and water. But now I cooked it, and it could be a matzah could also be cooked. Flour and water cooked is also a matzah. So Tosfos learns that the reason that according to Rabbi Yossi, the reason why you're not Yossi with the cooked matzah is not because the cooking dissolved it from being a matzah. Because I wouldn't care if the cooking dissolved it from being a matzah. But now I cooked it, and it's a new matzah. Can't make a new carrot, but I can make a new matzah. I could reduce it to its solvent and to its basic ingredients, and I can now cook it, and it becomes a matzah. So that's not the problem. The problem, the reason why Rabbi Yossi is not yotze, is because it's a matzah shira. Because now that it's cooked, it's a matzah shira. So he says it's beferish. So that certainly requires a new shem mevushal. If it would just be a sagi matzah, then it's not going to be matzah shira. I need to give it a new shem mevushal. So it's muchach and Rabbi Yossi. That when you cook a matzah, it gets a new shem mevushal. And that's exactly what the Gemara B'Sakim wants to take out of Rabbi Yossi. That when you cook a matzah, it gets a new shem mevushal. Well, if you cook a Karban Pesach, you'll get a new shem mevushal also. You'll be over bashal mevushal b'mayim. But then, Chayes Shred, the other direction. If the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is that it gets a new shem mevushal, so what's the right that Rabbi Yossi also the Shalkas Shakal Nivdor? How do you understand Agamar, the Havamina of Agamar? How can Agamar say, that where does Gemara see in Rabbi Yossi that carrots that you cook are shakal niyavidvar? Rabbi Yossi says if you cook a matzah, it gets a new shem matzah mevushel, a new shem mevushel, and it becomes a matzah shira. But what's the raya that it's not a yerek anymore? You know, maybe if you cook a yerek, maybe if you cook a carrot, it gets a new shem cooked carrot. But who says it's not a carrot? So we'll have to add for Agamara that was pushed to Agamara that since it was already baked, if you want to make it into a matzah shira and give it a new shem of being a matzah that was cooked. So you have to get rid of the old surah of lechem oini in order to get a new surah of matzah shira. Once it's a lechem oini, how did it become a matzah shira? It must be that the cooking it is mevatel the surah of lechem oini, and now it's able to get a new surah of matzah shira. So the Gemara thinks if that's the case, then you see that bishul is a bittel surah, and if you're mevashel yerek, it's ois yerek as well. We'll have to add that little bridge. So that's a thread, a loose thread. I mean, we're tying it, but that's we'll have to add that knach. So it comes out lefizeh two different mahalchim in Agamar, in the Havmin of Agamar and in the Maskon of Agamar. The one mahalach in Agamar, which is the Urayim, the Blazim Mimitz, is that the Havmin of Agamar was that Bishul is a solvent. And when you cook a matzah, it's the reason why it's not Yotzei according to Rabbi Yossi is because you dissolve the matzah. It's a dissolved matzah. Maybe it's not mevushal, but it's not a matzah either. So it's like, okay, you cook a yerek, it's not a yerek. You cook a matzah, it's not a matzah. It's a sludge, but it's not a matzah. So that has nothing to do with Gemara Misocha. The Maskon of Agamar is Bina Tamatzah V'Lecha. Bina Tamatzah V'Lecha means it's not a solvent. It's still a lechem. But it's a lechem that had a tam ofri, and now has a tam of bushel. And if you get when you go from having a tam of ofri to having a tam of bushel, then you also go from being ofri to being a bushel. Because being ofri and being a bushel has to do with tam. And that's how, and that's the Gemara Pesachim, and that's the Yerayim difference is lahalokha, that if you, that is, that in Hilchot Shabbos also, if you have something that has a tam of offer you, and now you cook it, now it has a tam of mabushel, so in Hilchot Shabbos it's called the Yom HaVashlet, because you make something offer you into something mabushel. That's the mahalach of the mahalach of the Yerayim. And on the other hand, the mahalach of Tosis and the Rav Yoh, how they understand our Gemara, is that the havnim of the Gemara was that when you, that the reason why Rav Yosi is not Yosi with matzah is because it's a matzah ashira. It gets a new shem of bushel. And to get a new shem of bushel, you have to get rid of the old shem of ofui. And the only way you get rid of the old shem of ofui is by dissolving the matzah in the solvent of bishel. So bishel does two things. First of all, it's mevatel the old surah. And that's really what our Gemara is interested in. Bittul surah. That Rav Yosi, the Gemara Havamina was, that the pshat in Rav Yosi is that bittul is mevatel the old surah of being, the old surah of being lechem oini. And therefore it's Mavatl Shem Yerek, and that's our Gemara's agenda. But the Gemara in Pesachim is focusing on the other half of what Rav Yosi is saying, because Rav Yosi has two halves. He says that when you cook a matzah, it loses the Shem Lechem Oini, and it gets the Shem Matzah Shira. So how did it lose the Shem Lechem Oini? Because Bishul is a solvent. And how did it get the Shem Lechem Oini? How did it get the Shem Matzah Shira? Because how did it get the Shem Matzah Shira? Because it gets a new Shem of Bishul. You also have to add, there's a lot of work here in this, there's more work in the sheet of Tosfos than the Rav Yoh, I think. You have to add, how does the Gemara Pesachim know that it gets a new Shem of Bishul? Maybe it doesn't get a new Shem of Bishul. Maybe Rav Yosi says you're not Yoyitz, because the matzah, the old matzah Lechem Oini dissolved. So maybe it's not a matzah shir at all, maybe it's just a dissolved Lechem Oini. The answer is Tosfos is going with the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. That it wouldn't matter to me that if it was a dissolved Lechem Oini, because even when you dissolve the Lechem Oini, so what do you have? So it's back to Kemach HaMayim. But Kemach HaMayim, that are thick, I guess it's still called the Bli La'ova, when you cook them, they become a Lechem again. So what do I care if it's Ois Lechem? But it's again Lechem. So I'm Bevatel the old Lechem, and I made a new Lechem. Because I dissolved the old Lechem of Ofri, and now I make a new Lechem of Mavushel. So what's the problem? It says, the Gemara Pesachim, it must be, I mean, right, so therefore, Bishul is a bittul sur.
So who says it gets a nation Ushem of Ushul? Maybe just a bittul sur. What's the problem here? How does Gemara Pesachim know that it gets a new Shem of Ushul? Maybe it's just a bittul and suris lechem. And it's just not a lechem. But who says it is Mushul? Maybe it's just not a lechem. Maybe that's just Pashto Gemara. If it loses the old surah, then it gets the new surah being cooked. If you get rid of the old surah, then now you can get a new surah being cooked. And maybe it's, this has to be just pashut to the Gemara, that if it's no longer, if it's, if it loses the old tzura, it gets a new tzura being cooked. I'll give you Mar Mokum, the Eglital in Meleches Ha'ofer, Tesavov Beis. Some of this cheshbon he makes. He also says that the Ureim learned that Agamar is like the Mas, that the Gemara Pesachim stims with the Maskon of Agamar. And when the Gemara says that Be'ina Tamatzev Aleke, it means it doesn't taste offer, it tastes Mavushal. That Nekud the Eglital also says. A lot of this, not all of the cheshbon does he say, but this Nekud he says. Why don't I just talk to one other Nakuda, at least start it, maybe we'll, tomorrow we'll finish it off. Let's say, within the sheet of the Urim, if this is Bishal Achara for you, based on the Gemara Pesachim. So the Torah brings the Machlekes, so this Bishal Achara for you. What about Afiyah Achara for you? Or is Bishal Achat Sli? What about Sli Achat Sli? So the Torah brings Yeshayimim that according to the Urayim, just like there's a chiyuv of Bishal Achat Sli, there's a chiyuv of Sli Achat Sli as well. Just like there's a chiyuv of Bishal Achar Afiyah, there's a chiyuv for Afiyah Achar Afiyah as well. And it means Rabbeinu parents is chaylik, and Rabbeinu parents is no. Bishal Achar Afiyah, yeah. But Bishalachar, but Afiyachar, Afiyah not. So what's the Havon of the Yeshayim? I mean, the parents, I understand intuitively. You go from Afiyah to Bishal, so you change things, so you're Chayiv. But Afiyah, and then again Afiyah, so Afiyah after Afiyah is like Bishalachar, Bishal. Just doing the same thing over again. So that's nothing. Bishalachar, Bishal, everybody agrees. The Gemara says Bishalachar, Bishal is nothing. So Afiyachar, Afiyah is also nothing. Sliachar, Sli is nothing. Bishal achar afiyah, bishal achar tzli. You mixed it up. So then, if that you're chayim. So what's the pshat in the yishayim? So lechayra, the pshat in the yishayim is the yishayim had a different havon in the yishayim. The yishayim's havon in the yishayim was that the reason why this bishal achar tzli is not because bishal is different than sli. So if you change you change it up, so then so you're chayim for the changing. It's rather because afiyah and sli are be'etzim not called the gemar. Bishal is more thorough. Bishal is thoroughly cooked. Afiyah and Sli are not thoroughly cooked. So when you go from Sli to Bishal, it becomes more thoroughly cooked somehow. You go from Afiyah to Bishal, it becomes more thoroughly cooked. So if that's the case, then Sli Achat Sli also becomes, the more you tzoil it, the more thoroughly it becomes tzoli. The more you're oifit, the more thoroughly it becomes ofli. In other words, Bishal is a gemar. That's it. There's nothing further than Bishal. So Bishal Achat Bishal is nothing, because Bishal is as far as it goes. That's the last stop. And Bishal Achat Sli also, because Bishal is the last stop. But Bishal Achat Sli, Sli is not the last stop. You can still go to Bishal. And even Sli Achat Sli, the Yeshayim Rehom, it's also, you did Sli, and now you did more Sli, and more Sli, and the more you soil it, the more it is, till you're Mavashla, that's already the end. Very Mechudish, this Yeshayim Rehom. That's the Havana. So that's number one. Nisim to be thought through how the Yeshayim Rehom learned Agamar. Rabbeinu Peretz, we've been explaining how, it's all within the Yerayim. So we've been explaining how the Yerayim learned Agamar, that B'inat HaMatzev Aleka means it went from the time of Ofi to the time of Mavashal. But the Fili Reim, it's not available. It doesn't. What do you mean, being a Tamat Sivaleka? It was offy, now it's offy again. It's not. The taste didn't change. So, just more well done. So, it doesn't stim. So, how does it stim with the Agamor altogether? Not with the Havim, not with the Maskana. That's number one. Then there's another Machlekes, the Smag and the Smak. Yosef, I think, brings it. That, never mind the Yeshayim. Putting the Yeshayim on the side. So this Bishal Achat Sli, this Bishal Achar Afiyah. What about if you did it the other way around? You had Sli Achar Bishal, or Afiyah Achar Bishal. So you also changed the flavor. So is that also like the Urayim's din, that also you'll be Chayev, or that already not? So that's a Machlek of the Smag and the Smak. The Smag says that it goes in both directions. The Riyam himself also says the Perish, that it goes in both directions. Just like this Bishul Achar Tzli, the Tzli Achar Bishul. Just like this Bishul Achar Afiyah, there's Afiyah Achar Bishul. But the Smag says no. This Bishul Achar Tzli and this Bishul Achar Afiyah, that's the Gemara Masechta, but there's nothing after Bishul. There's nothing after Bishul. So the chayr, the pshat is that the smak understood, the smag I understand also. As long as I change, I go from one flavor to another flavor. I go from bishul achar tzli, tzli achar bishul. What's the difference? You're changing the flavor from ofri to mavushul, from mavushul to ofri. So you're chayr regardless. But according to the smak, the havana is the reason why this bishul achar tzli is because bishul is more thorough than tzli. But tzli achar bishul is nothing because bishul is the most thorough thing there is. It's sort of similar to the yeshayimim. But the Yeshayim says that it works even by Tzli Achar Tzli. That the Smak didn't say. I think the Smak says the Beferish not the way. Tzli Achar Tzli is nothing. But Bishul Achar Tzli is Chayev, and Tzli Achar Bishul is Potter. Because there's three different Shitas in Yeshayim within the world of the Iran. Within the world of the Iran, there's three different versions of the Iran. There's version number one, which is the Smak, which was the easiest version. And that's really what's Mashman Yerayim himself. That as long as you change flavors, flavors is my word, based on more of time, but Akapana, as long as you change, from as long as you mix it up, so you're chayav. So it doesn't matter what the permutation is. Tzliach habishul, bishul achar tzli, tzliach. Doesn't matter. You go from one thing to another thing, so you're chayav. Afiyah and tzli, I'm not sure about, but I don't think he talks about. But from bishul to afiyah, from afiyah to bishul, from bishul to tzli, from tzli to bishul, all of these things you're chayav. So that's the easiest one to understand. It's the easiest one to understand in svara, and it's the easiest one to understand in how they learn to sugya. Like I've been explaining, like the Tal explains that that comes from the Maskar and Gemara, Be'in and Tam Matzev Aleka. That's what it means. Be'in and Tam Matzev Aleka means you went from one flavor to another flavor. So that's exactly what makes it Mavushal rather than being Ofri. So what difference does it make? What's the say there? As long as you go from one time to another time, you're Potter. But we have these other two versions of the Urayim. First of all, the Yeshayimim in the Tur. That is Sliachatz, that Sliachatz is also Chayev. And Afiyacharafi is also Chayev. Havana Elchari is that they understand that the reason why this Bishul, that the reason why this Bishul Achar Afiyah and Bishul Achar Tzli is because there's a deficiency in Tzli and Afiyah. Tzli and Afiyah are not so thorough. And therefore, if you do it again, so it's even more tzoli and even more and more awfully, so then you're chayav. And then we have the Smak. The Smak doesn't go so far. Thinks if you could do Tzli Achar Tzli, it's nothing. You're just doing the same thing again. That's nothing. But the Smak is similar to the Urayim in that he also holds it's a deficiency in Afiyah and Tzli. Bishul after Afiyah is something. Afiyah after Bishul is nothing. Because Bishul is the most thorough. You know, the Urayim and the Smak are very similar. They both have this, they both share the Havana that it's a chisaron in the Bishul and in the Afiyah and the Tzli. Afiyah and Tzli are not so thorough, Bishul is more thorough. So the difference between them is that the Yishayim holds that since Tzli is not so thorough, so if you tzol it again, you're chayiv. Because every time you tzol it, it gets further and further along. And the Smak says that's not true. Sli may not be so thorough, but doing it again doesn't make it more thorough. Sli does as much as it can do. But if you're mavash lachas Sli, then you're chayiv. But if Sli after Bishul is nothing, because Bishul is the most. Bishul is all the way down. Yeah, so both the Yeshayim and the Smak, and these are Havana, how they learn Targum. I mean, then the Chorin, the Mahalach, we were saying today, is not available anymore. Then the Urayim is not like the, they're not like the Havamina, and they're not like the Maskana. The Havamina of our Gemara, I mean, it could stem with the Havamina of our Gemara. No, it's not like Havamina nor like the Maskana. The Havamina of our Gemara was that the reason why this Bishul, Achar Tzli, the Havamina was that the reason why Rav Yosef was Mechayev by Bishul is because Bishul is a solvent, it's a Mevatel a Yerek from being a Yerek. So if it's Mevatel a Yerek from being a Yerek, it's Mevatel a Matzah from being a Matzah. So it's not a Chisor in Sli and Afiyah. I don't say anything about Sli and Afiyah being inefficient. I see a vort in Sli, that Sli makes a Yerek, Ois Yerek. So Sli makes a Matzah, Ois Matzah. If you these versions of the Urayim, that's certainly not what it's, that's nothing to do with the Urayim. The Urayim is not saying something about Bishul being able to make vegetables, not vegetables. He's saying something about Sli, that Sli is not so thorough, and Afiyah is not so thorough. Where does it say that in Rabbi Yossi? And it's not like the Maskana of Rabbi Yossi, it's not like the Maskana of Gemara, because the Maskana of Gemara was the Pshat and Rabbi Yossi is Be'in and Ta'amatsa V'leka, that it changed his taste. Well, if it changed his taste when it goes from Ofri to Bishul, then it changed his taste when it goes from Bishul to Ofri. So why should it only work in one direction? Yeah, so that needs a hesber. You know, maybe I'll throw it out now. Maybe we'll be finished because I'm going to send a whole year on this. I think the hesber is that these Rishonim had to learn that in Echanami it doesn't stand with that Gemara at all, and these Rishonim learned that Gemara Misochem is Chalek in Agama. That the Gemara Misochem is not like the Havimina nor like the Maskan of the Gemara. It's Machlekes Hasugis, because the Gemara Misochem learned that the Havimina of Gemara is for sure not like the Gemara Misochem, because the Havimina of Gemara, I'll tell you what I was saying before. The Havimina of Gemara is Bishul is a solvent. It just makes it iced vegetable, iced carrot, iced matzah. But that's not the Gemara Misochem. The Gemara Misochem says that you get a new Shem Bishul. You're over there, sir. Where does it say that? It's not like the Havimina of Gemara. But on the other hand, the hell is not like the Maskana either. Because being in time, matzah v'leka, they learned the balabata shavon. And matzah has to taste like matzah, like you remember it, like macaroons. It has to have a special taste. And if you cooked it, it doesn't taste any more matzah there. So that's for sure not like the Gemara Misochem. Not like the lumber shavon that we've been saying now. So the whole Gemara over here doesn't stem with the Gemara Misochem. The answer is the Gemara Misochem is a whole different mahalach. The Gemara Misochem is chaylik on both Mahalchim and Agamar. The Gemara Misochem understood that the reason why Rabbi Yossi says that you're not yotzi with the matzah, the reason why Rabbi Yossi says that you're not yotzi with the cooked matzah is because matzah has to be ofri, and ofri is this bishul achar afiyah, because bishul is more thorough than afiyah. That's how it's able to get a shem of bishul. And likewise, this bishul achar tzli, and it gets a shem bishul mavushul b'mayim. And that and the AL that only says in the Gemara that Bishul works after a Fiensli doesn't say that the Fiensli work after Bishul. So Meil Taka only goes in that direction. And it's Taka Vort in it's a Vort in the inefficiency of a Fiensli. It's not a Vort in Bishul at all. Not a Vort in Tam, and it's not a Vort in Bishul being a solvent. It's a Vort that a Fiensli are not a Gemara, and therefore can get a new Shem of Bishul even though it already had a Shem of Fiensli. So it's Machlekes Hasugis. Okay, there's a lot here. I'm going to write it up, Mr. Shem, and I'll send it. Most of it's written up already. I'll send it to you, and that's it. Then maybe we'll start Chazar tomorrow. Another day for Chazar.